reading from Hebrews chapter 6, beginning at verse 13. For when God made a promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no one greater, he swore by himself, saying, surely I will bless you, and multiplying, I will multiply you. And so after he had patiently endured, he, Abraham, obtained the promise. For men indeed swear by the greater, and an oath for confirmation is for then an end of all dispute. Thus God, determining to show more abundantly to the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath, that by two immutable things, in which it is impossible for God to lie, we might have strong consolation, who have fled for refuge to lay hold of the hope set before us. Here's the key verse, verse 19. This hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which enters the presence behind the veil. This hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which enters the presence behind the veil. This is the word of God. Let's pray together. Lord, we have come to hear your word. Give us listening ears and open hearts. Let us see you more clearly, love you more dearly, follow you more nearly. It is our confession, God, that we need your word that saves, your word that heals, your word that delivers and sets free. God, we need your word. I prepared, but we need you to preach. Preach so that lives are changed. Preach so that broken hearts are mended. Preach. Your servants hear. Amen. This hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which enters the presence behind the veil. Hope may be defined as the expectation of a good future based on God's promise. That expectation is assured because, as we have read in the text, it is impossible for God to lie. God always keeps God's promises. If God said it, we can count on it. Thus a good future shall be ours just because God said so, as he told the children of Israel through the prophet of Jeremiah. I know the thoughts I have toward you, plans of peace and not of evil, to give you a hope and a future. A good future shall be ours because God said so. That's good reason to shout glory, hallelujah. My brothers and my sisters, we have hope. The morning text speaks to us in terms of God's promise to Abraham. That promise is recorded in Genesis chapter 17, and it can be summarized like this. It's the promise of blessing through relationship. In Genesis chapter 17, the Lord promises Abraham that if Abraham would walk before him, that is to say, if Abraham would obey the Lord and thus maintain relationship with the Lord, that the Lord would bless Abraham and his descendants. So then what does God's promise to Abraham have to do with you and me? I'm glad you asked. That's a good question. Galatians chapter 3 and verse 19 reminds us that those who believe on the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior are included among the sons and daughters, among the descendants of Abraham. Therefore, the promise that God made to Abraham, the promise of blessing by relationship, applies to us. And as our text reminds us, Hebrews chapter 6, just as Abraham received the promise through patient endurance, we who patiently endure in life's challenges shall also receive that same promise. This promise, the promise of blessing by relationship, is the reason that you and I are guaranteed a good future. Yes, times will get hard. The road will get rough. There will be challenges and problems and obstacles we will face. In the words of Jesus himself, we will face tribulation, but we don't have to despair. As Jesus continues his proclamation in John chapter 16 and verse 33, we can be of good cheer because Jesus has overcome the world. Jesus has overcome the world. That's why we can lay claim to hope. We can expect a good future in the face of all of the madness and the mayhem, in the midst of a pandemic and pandemonium and panic on every side. God promises us a good future. We have hope. We have hope because God has promised to bless us, to keep us, to be our God. That, my brothers and my sisters, is the blessing of relationship, and it belongs to us. We have hope. Hope because God shall supply all of our need. Hope because all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord and are the called according to his purpose. We have hope because our God is a very present help. Our God is Emmanuel, God with us, and with God all things are possible. Come here, David, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will not fear evil because you're with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. We have the promise of the presence of the Lord, our shepherd, the promise of Jesus Christ, the good shepherd. I like the way Chicago Mass sang it. Jesus promised he'll take care of me. Jesus promised to be with us, to protect, to defend, and to keep us. That's the blessing of relationship. And that ought to give us hope. We don't deserve it. We cannot earn it. We certainly have no right to demand it. Yet God freely offers hope to us in times like these. Hope reminds us that all is not lost. Chaos and confusion, trials and tribulations, instability and uncertainty all around. Yet there is hope. There is the expectation of a good future in Jesus Christ. It seems that the storms of life are raging all around, but hope offers us stability in the midst of the storm, much like an anchor provides stability to a ship caught in a storm. Our hope is an anchor that, in the language of our text, is steadfast and sure. The writer of Hebrews uses an anchor as a metaphor to help us better understand the way in which hope can impact the life of a believer. In that time and place and culture, everyone understood that an anchor was used to steady a ship in a storm. Properly deployed, an anchor ensured that the ship would not drift away and become lost at sea, or be blown toward land and destroyed on rocky shores. An anchor held the ship steady in the storm. An anchor allowed the ship to ride out the storm safely so that after the storm had passed over, the ship could safely transport its occupants to their final destination. Hope is like that. When we have hope, we can ride out the storms of life and make it to our final destination. Hope is our anchor, allowing us to ride out life's storms until we can reach heaven. Hope will keep us steady amid the stormy seas of life. In times like this, like these, we need hope. Just as an anchor must have weight and depth and grip in order to steady a ship, so too does this hope of which our text speaks. The hope, the expectation of a good future that is ours in Jesus Christ is not just some pie in the sky when I die. No, hope is a very present reality that's available to us, available to steady us as we live from day to day. To make the analogy of our text clear, the writer of Hebrews is reminding the saints of God that each of us is like a ship sailing on life's sea. In time of storm, when it seems that we are tossed and driven and battered by the angry sea of life, we don't have to fear that we'll drift away. For we have the benefit of hope that anchors us, hope that has weight and depth and grip. Hope, like an anchor, will keep our souls on the stormy seas of life. To quote the sage dictum of Dr. William Augustus Jones, all of us are in a storm or coming out of a storm or headed into a storm. We would do well to keep hope on board, because sooner or later, you're going to need an anchor. The morning's text reminds us that our hope is an anchor of the soul that is sure and steadfast. That means, my sisters and my brothers, that means that hope is real. Hope is not some fairy tale or myth. No, hope is substantive. How do you know, brother preacher, that hope is substantive? I dare you to consider all of the things that the Lord has done for you. Just think of God's goodness to you. That's the weight of hope. See, the weight of hope is demonstrated in the truth that the Lord is always making a way for you and for me. As Thomas Chisholm famously wrote, "Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see, all I have needed your hand has provided." See, the weight of our hope is that the Lord has always provided, that God will come through with what we need when we need it. Hope reminds us that because of God's promise, it's well even in stormy conditions. I may be sick, but Jehovah Rapha is a healer, so it's well. I may be broke, but the Lord has always supplied my needs, so it's well. My current situation has me down, but God never fails, so it's well. Like an anchor, the weight of our hope cuts through the rough waters of life. Yes, trouble is real, but Jesus is real too. The old folks saying, real Jesus is real to me. The Lord is a very present help, able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or think. Mm-hmm. Hope says that God can do it, that God can fix it. Listen, the longer I live, the more I understand David's shout of praise. "This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all of his troubles." And watch this, watch this. Jesus does not make the problems go away. Rather, like an anchor tossed overboard into the sea, Jesus cuts through the problem, reminding us that though the weapon is formed, Jesus has the power to make sure that the weapon doesn't prosper, that it doesn't accomplish its intent. You see, the enemy may take aim and fire, but God can take what should have been a kill shot and turn it into a glancing blow. Oh, it may hurt, but it won't kill you. My brothers and my sisters, we have reason to hope because God is a keeper. Anybody ever experienced God saving you from what should have killed you? Had folk looking at you wondering how it is you're still standing, how it is that you're still smiling, how it is that you're still holding on in the storm? You can look at them and tell them, I'm still here because my soul's been anchored. The promise of God that gives us hope is not a promise of no problems. Rather, it is the promise that God is able to take the all things and make them work together for our good. That's the weight of the anchor that is our hope. It cuts through the waters of life to anchor us securely in the storm. But to be effective, an anchor must not only have weight, an anchor must also have depth. The fact of the matter is that an anchor is only effective if it has depth, if it can reach the ocean floor while maintaining connection to the ship. Listen, you can throw an anchor overboard all you want, but you better make sure that that anchor is connected to the ship if you want that anchor to do you any good. The anchor has got to drop down far enough to catch hold of something. We'll talk about that in a minute. But in order to grip that which can steady the ship, the anchor has got to be connected to the ship itself. So here's the question. What is it that connects an anchor to the ship? The answer is the anchor's chain. Without a chain, an anchor is useless. To flesh out the analogy of our text, an analogy that would have been well understood in that time and place and culture, the chain that connects the anchor of hope to the ship of our soul is our faith. Without the chain, the anchor can't anchor the ship. Without faith, hope cannot anchor us. Remember now our working definition of hope. Hope is the expectation of a good future based on the promise of God. In order for hope, for our anchor to be effective, there's got to be an expectation. That expectation, sisters and brothers, that expectation is our faith. Recall the way that the writer of Hebrews defines faith. The substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. See, if we are to be steadied in the storms of life, we must be connected to our hope by our faith. Connected to the hope that is ours by fully expecting that God will do what God has promised. As Jesus asked Martha, when she struggled with hope in the wake of her brother Lazarus's death, Jesus said to her, "Do you believe this?" That, my brothers and my sisters, is the question of faith. Do you believe this? Do you believe that the Lord can do what he promised? Listen, I know things don't look good right now, but do you believe this? Do you believe that the Lord can flip the script? It's a matter of faith. Faith says, yes, God can do it. Faith says, yes, Jesus can fix it. Faith says God is able to do just what he said he would do. Faith says he's going to fulfill every promise to you. Faith says don't give up on God because he won't give up on you. Faith says God is able. To have faith is to trust in God wholly. Do you believe this? To have faith in the Lord is to believe that God who brings you to it will bring you through it. Faith means that no matter what we go to, God will bring us out. I've said it before in other contexts. In fact, I believe I said it just last week. Probably that means somebody needs to hear it again. When David writes in Psalm 37:5, commit your way to the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. David is exhorting us to faith in God. Commit your way to the Lord. To commit your way literally means to put all of your weight on God. It's the picture of leaning completely on the Lord, like the way we sit down in a chair or lie down on a bed. We sit or lie down trusting fully that that chair or that bed will support our weight. That is the depth of faith that is needed if we are to be anchored in the storms of life. We've got to remember to trust God fully. Remember that our God is able. Faith in God, that's the chain that allows our hope, our anchor, to reach the depth required to steady us in the storms of life. You see, that's how an anchor works. By virtue of its weight, the anchor drops down to the bottom of the sea and grips the rock that forms the seabed. That's why an anchor has a hook on the end. You've seen the picture of an anchor. It's got a hook on the end so that it can grip the rock. The anchor gets caught on the rock at the bottom of the sea, and because the rock is solid, the anchor connected to the ship by chain holds that ship in place. That's the picture of our hope, y'all. Our hope anchors the ship of our souls. Our hope anchors the ship of our lives and holds it steady because our hope is connected to the Lord Jesus Christ. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. He's the solid rock. Jesus is the rock that steadies the ship of our souls amid the storms of life. The saints of yesteryear understood it and sealed their understanding in song. They used to sing, "There's a storm out on the ocean, and it's moving this old way." If your soul's not anchored in Jesus, you will surely drift away. Jesus is the rock that allows our anchor, our hope, to be, in the words of Hebrews 6:19, to be sure and steadfast. When the anchor of our hope is connected to the Lord Jesus Christ, we are safe and secure in life storms. We don't have to fear drifting away because our anchor holds and grips the solid rock. And note that the writer of Hebrews is particular in this text. He doesn't speak of hope in general terms. No, Hebrews 6:19 talks about this hope. Watch the text. It says, "This hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast." Our hope is not merely some generalized hope. It's not a hope. No, it's this hope. This hope made possible by relationship with God. This hope made possible by relationship with God, because relationship with God is made possible in Jesus Christ. Somebody ought to holler, this hope is ours in Jesus Christ. Ours because Jesus has done all that is necessary to secure this hope for us. Jesus died to pay the price for this hope, and Jesus rose again to ensure that you and I could enjoy the benefit of this hope. This hope reminds us that living, he loved me, and dying, he saved me, and buried, he carried my sins away. This hope says rising, he justified freely and forever, and one day he's coming back. While we wait for the Lord's return, we have the promise of abundant life in the here and now. Abundant life because God is present with us. Emmanuel gives us hope. Hope that all things work together because God is at work on our behalf. You see, God was at work in the all things when he raised Jesus from the dead with all power. That means for us that unless your problem is bigger than a 3-day dead Jesus, you ain't got nothing to worry about. Hope reminds us that there's no problem that the Lord cannot solve, that there's no situation that the Lord cannot resolve. Hope says there's no burden the Lord won't bear. We only need to have faith. Faith, put your trust in Jesus. The Lord will make everything all right. That's our hope. We've come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord. We can't turn around because our soul's been anchored in the Lord. We have this hope in Jesus, a hope that is sure and steadfast because it's based on the promise and the presence and the power of God, the power and the presence and the promise of God at work on us, at work in us, at work around us. We can expect a good future based on the promise of God. One of my favorite promises in the Word of God is named the palindrome promise by Dr. Melvin Von Wade of Los Angeles. That palindrome promise is captured for us in Joshua chapter 1 and verse 5. Among other passages of scripture, that palindrome promise says, I will not leave you nor forsake you. It's a palindrome promise because whether you read it forward or backward, it says the same thing. I will not leave you nor forsake you. You forsake nor you leave not will I. Whatever way you read it, it says the same thing. It's God's promise to us. It ought to give us hope. Jesus reemphasizes this promise when he tells his disciples, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. Listen, we have good reason to hope, my sisters and my brothers. We have hope because God promised that God would be with us. And God with us is more than the world against us. With God, we can make it through any storm. For we have an anchor for the soul that is sure and steadfast. This hope in Jesus is our anchor. And this hope will take us all the way from earth to glory. This hope is good in the here and now, and it's good in the hereafter. That's why the text says that this hope that we have enters the presence behind the veil. The presence behind the veil. That's a Jewish way of talking about the presence of God that sat on the Ark of the Covenant. The presence of God, the throne of God. And where is God's throne? In heaven. This hope that we have will see us safely through the storms of life and all the way to God's throne. This hope will keep us steady in the here and now, and this hope will ensure that we make it to the hereafter. You see, hope reminds us that the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Hope says, the Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Hope says, when the wicked, my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat of my flesh, they stumbled and fell. That's why I've got right now hope. But I got more than right now hope. Because hope says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. We have hope. This hope, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. When darkness veils His lovely face, I'll rest on His unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. Oh Christ, oh Christ, oh Christ, the solid rock I stand. In times like these, I stand on the rock of Jesus. In times like these, you need a Savior. In times like these, be very sure. Be very sure. Be very sure. Your anchor holds and grips the solid rock. This hope is an anchor of the soul. This hope, blessing by relationship, this hope gives us the expectation of a good future.